This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. The Election Commission will today announce the schedule of the upcoming assembly elections in 4 states and 1 union territory at 4 p.m. Assembly polls are to be held in Assam, West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Puducherry. The term of the 294-member Legislative Assembly of West Bengal ends on 7th May. The term of 126-member Legislative Assembly of Assam ends on 20th May. And the term of 140-member Kerala Assembly expires on 23rd May, while the term of 234-member Assembly in Tamil Nadu ends on 10th May, and in Puducherry, the term of the 30-member Assembly expires on 15 June. The Election Commission has sought a report from the Police Commissioner of Kolkata regarding the non-utilization of central forces during the clash that broke out between the BJP and Trinamool Congress workers at Girish Park yesterday. The clash occurred while the BJP supporters were on their way to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's rally at the Brigade Parade Ground. 8 police personnel and several supporters from both sides were injured. BJP's North Kolkata District President Tamogno Ghosh was hospitalized after being struck by a brick. Kolkata police registered a Suo Motu case. State police said 4 people have been arrested so far, including 3 BJP workers from Boranagar. The Union Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has directed households with both piped natural gas PNG and liquefied petroleum gas LPG connections to surrender their LPG connection with immediate effect. In a notification issued yesterday, the ministry said any person having a PNG connection will not be allowed to retain a domestic LPG connection or take refills of LPG cylinders from government oil companies or their authorized distributors. Such consumers are also required to surrender their LPG connection immediately. Oil marketing companies have also been instructed not to issue new LPG connections or provide refills to consumers who already have access to piped natural gas. The government said the step has been taken to prevent duplication of cooking gas supply and to ensure that LPG cylinders remain available for households that do not have access to PNG networks. The notification comes amid disruptions in global fuel supply due to the ongoing crisis in West Asia. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Assam has transformed into a major healthcare hub for the northeast region over the last 10 years of the BJP-led government, reducing the need for the residents to travel to outside the region for treatment. Mr. Shah was addressing a large gathering at Guwahati on the occasion of foundation laying and inauguration of various development projects related to health sector. In Nepal, 7 Indian pilgrims were killed and several others injured after a microbus met with an accident in Gorkha district last evening. According to police, the electric microbus was carrying 16 people, including 14 Indian pilgrims returning from the Manokamna temple, when it veered off the road at Kantar in Shahid Lakhan rural municipality. The vehicle reportedly plunged nearly 200 meters down a hillside. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has cancelled the Class 12 examinations scheduled to take place from tomorrow till the 10th of next month in the West Asian region. The board also said that exams which were earlier postponed shall also stand cancelled. It added that the mode of results declaration for Class 12 candidates in the West Asian region will be notified separately in due course. Air India and Air India Express have announced cancellation of 14 flights today amid the ongoing situation in West Asia. However, flights have been planned from Sharjah to Delhi, Kannur, Kochi, Kozhikode, Mumbai and Thiruvananthapuram. Air India informed in a statement that 2 flights will also operate from Ras Al Khaimah to Kozhikode and Kochi. The airline said these flights will be operated subject to slot availability and conditions prevailing at the time of operation. In Ladakh, traffic movement has resumed on the Zojila Pass along the strategic National Highway 1 after remaining closed for 6 days due to heavy snowfall. Following the restoration of the road, authorities allowed the movement of vehicles from Sonamarg toward Ladakh. The IMD has issued an orange color warning for thunderstorms accompanied by hailstorms over Delhi, Chandigarh, Haryana, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Jammu and Kashmir till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.